Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. We open this week with a report on June Dairy Month, when the general public has a chance to recognize the dairymen and women who produce many of the healthful products, several I'd bet, residing right now in our refrigerators. Terry Rowlett of Henry County is one of those dairy farmers, here with a sense of their daily routine.
Well, our day starts approximately at 4 a.m. of a morning. My alarm goes off. I get up. I'm at the barn somewhere around 4:30. My help, who I have two excellent employees, get here somewhere about the time I get to the barn, and we get the cows in. Two of us go in the parlor and start milking, and one goes to the silos at the feed shed and start mixing the TMR ration and feeding the cows, scraping the alleyways in the freestall barn and doing whatever.
That alleyway scraping and whatever relate to each farm's waste management plan to protect the environment. About 7:30, he says, they do get about an hour for breakfast, then back out to field work and other chores.
We go about our business in providing feed for our cows and other work on the farm, and then around 4:30 in the afternoon, we're back in the milk parlor and milking and feeding and scraping again. And we conclude the day about 6:30, 7 o'clock at night with the cows. That's just a typical day. There's always things that are not typical on a dairy farm.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Terry Rowlett serves as Farm Bureau State Dairy Advisory Committee Chair. He's a state director for both ADA of Kentucky and the Southeast United Dairy Industry Association. And back to a day or night in the life of a dairy farm family, the key to everything they do, he says, is the comfort and care of their cows, even at 2 or 3 a.m. when their help might be needed with a delivery. For help with that, they've gone high-tech.
We do have video cameras in our maternity pen area where we don't have to run back and forth to the barn and maternity pens all the time. My wife, she's basically the one that takes care of the birthing of the calves and raising the baby calves and all. And so she was having to go, we would take turns going to the barn periodically and checking on an animal that was going to calve.
For their work, from alleyway scraping to home delivery, we salute all dairy men and women during June Dairy Month. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.